Today is Thursday, the 12th of September, 2019. It is the 255th day of the year, 110 days remaining till the end of the year, 11 days until autumn begins, 173 days until primaries, and 418 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:50 this morning, sunset at 7:21. We have 12 hours and 31 minutes of daylight to play in today. First low tide was at 5:12, solar transit at 1:05, first high tide at 12:05, and the next low tide at 5:19, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 11:20 tonight. Moon is about 97% visible, a waxing gibbous moon. Go ahead and howl away tomorrow. It will be a proper full moon. It'll be the full corn moon, also the barley moon, and also the harvest moon. Today is International Day for South-South Cooperation, National Chocolate Milkshake Day, National Day of Encouragement, National Police Woman Day, National Report Medicare Fraud Day, Are You Okay Day in Australia, and Video Games Day. It's also the Day of Conception in Russia, Defenders Day in Maryland, National Day in Cape Verde, and United Nations Day. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. You share this special day with H.L. Mencken, Maurice Chevalier, Pedro Albizu Campos, Alfred A. Knopf Sr., Ben Shahn, Jesse Owens, Frank McGee, Stanislaw Lem, Amilcar Cabral, George Jones, Maria Muldaur, Leonard Peltier, Barry White, Nan Golden, Hans Zimmer, and Emmy Rossum. On this day in history, in 1846, Elizabeth Barrett elopes with Robert Browning, How Do I Love Thee, Let Me Count the Ways, and in 1940, cave paintings are discovered in Lascaux, France. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report coming up in just a minute's time here on 91.7 KALW. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The new barbecue beef rib sandwich, the chicken teriyaki with rice, pancake with omelet, turkey and cheddar sandwich, and the coleslaw. Some schools may also offer the chicken or veggie burrito, the turkey or cheese deli sandwich, the chicken Caesar salad and flatbread, refried beans, and Susie's spicy lime slaw. That is what is for lunch today in San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. KLW is proud to produce some of the Bay Area's most innovative local programming, from City Visions to Your Call. You can subscribe to more than a dozen original KALW programs as podcasts at kalw.org/subscribe or wherever you get your podcasts. An hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. Divers have found the body of the last missing victim in that fatal boat fire that killed 34 people off the coast of Santa Barbara. DNA testing is being used to confirm the identities of seven of the victims. The FBI, the Coast Guard, and the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles are conducting a criminal probe into the tragedy that occurred on the 2nd of September. The National Transportation Safety Board is also investigating. Coast Guard is telling boat owners and operators to immediately reduce potential fire hazards and consider limiting unsupervised charging of lithium-ion batteries and extensive use of power strips and extension cords. A runway is closed at the Oakland International Airport after the wheel of a plane caught fire during departure. The fire was reported to the airport from the airport at 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon. The fire has been extinguished. The Oakland Fire Department responded immediately to the scene, and they are also investigating. There were no injuries due to the fire. The plane was a Cessna Citation. It blew a tire while attempting to take off and caused the fire in the wheel well. The fire partially blocked runway number 30 at the airport, and planes that were scheduled to use that runway are taking off from the Northfield runway. Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and the full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.